Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm here with Emilio.
Hey.
Chad.
Hey.
Hi.
Chi.
Oh, it's too soon.
Too soon.
Everybody wants to be me, that's why.
And special guest Max in the background. Shout out. He's got no mic, but yeah, he's there.
It's kind of weird this time. We got a boyfriend in the back instead of a girlfriend in the back.
Yeah.
I like it.
Got an audience.
All right. That's better because guys are better.
Is he actually playing the bingo, by the way?
Did we? No, I don't know. I don't think
so. This resolution?
Yeah, we're trying to get Max to play.
If the phone doesn't
die,
we might have the DL Gaming bingo going on this episode.
10%. Okay.
Put on airplane mode. That's the move.
All right. A few little introductory things before we get started here. The Instagram is on fire, right? We got lots and lots of pictures happening.
Yeah. We're new photos of our podcast every single week. Every time we come together and record, we're going to take a group photo. And of course, throughout the week, I'll do my best to release other fun photos. If you don't know our Instagram, it's at DL Gaming Podcast. No spaces, just DL Gaming Podcast. For the first week, we released basically each other's setup, PC setup, and small profiles. What do you guys think of your own profile?
I think you did a really good job. I listen to tons and tons of podcasts, and one of the first things that really irks me is I'd like to know what it looks like that the voice is. I want to put a face.
Exactly.
It's just like it really. I have a hard time with this. I need to know what it looks like, especially if it's a girl. I don't know why, but
I know why.
We all know why.
Yeah. So, if you were curious of what we look like, you can see right there. And plus, I think there might be me jerking off on one of those. I'm not sure. So
caught
we'll see.
In action, red-handed.
I like the furry that you had going on in the background. Furry and a clown,
dude. That's made
top
by
tier.
Adults for adults.
Oh, okay? My bad.
Anyways, definitely check it out, and I'm trying to build a larger follower base so we can get some conversation going on Instagram too. That'd be fun.
Very cool. All right. We're going to be doing some stuff for our Patreon. So if you're a subscriber, donator. We did do something. It has not been released yet, but we're going to be doing DVD commentary for video game movies. Do we want to say what our first one was?
I think so. It's in the can, so okay.
DVD commentary. So this is a DVD commentary that you can play while you watch the movie, and it syncs up with the movie, and it's just us talking about the movie itself, a little background information, our own thoughts and opinions on it, or you can just watch the movie and then listen to the commentary. But our first one was on Street Fighter from 1994.
Yep.
Starring Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Was it everyone's first time watching it?
No.
I saw
it. I think everybody
theater.
Has seen it. Had you seen it?
If I had, I had wiped my memory of that movie because when I watched it, it was like watching it for the first time, and I would say I happily enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And in honor of that, we have some t-shirts coming out. We're halfway on getting them all done. And they are something close to what the commentary is about. So,
Way to tease.
Nobody's going to get that.
We'll put a teaser up on the Instagram and Twitter. So check us out.
Oh, yeah. So we're looking at maybe doing those next week, as early as next week, depending on if we get off our asses to do it.
Yep. If you want to listen to the commentary, you're going to have to be a Patreon member. So look us up on there, and we might look into selling it for a couple bucks here or there, but that's down the pike. So
yeah,
let's get into some video games, huh?
Okay, so I just wanted to mention last week I had a listener bring it up, and I'm drawing a blank on who it was, and I apologize. I will mention you next week. Just let me know. We talked about Deus Ex, and we were talking about microtransactions for last week. And we had mentioned that people were complaining about the microtransactions.
Yeah.
The real issue with the microtransactions for Deus Ex is they are one-time use. meaning you have a save file, you download, you buy a mic, you buy something on the microtransactions. When you, if you go to a new game, it's not there. You have to purchase it again. So that's really been the hate on microtransactions.
I can see that, except for whoever makes a second save file for a single player game.
Yeah. Well, you could lose it. A lot of things could happen. What not exactly if you are you purchasing?
Same game. Was it Game Save Manager 2000?
If you click on the link, you can talk. It talks about some of the things that you can actually purchase. But I think it's stuff like expanding inventory or doing things with weapons and stuff. Purchases on that of that nature.
Maybe that's an oversight.
Consumables and durables is what they are.
I have no idea what those are.
Yeah, consumables are consumed for your playthrough, and then durables last the whole time. So there was that. That's really the hate. I just wanted to bring that up.
I guess it's a one-player linear storyline. Whatever.
Why would you do microtransaction for a one-player game? Yeah,
it just sounds like a condom commercial.
Yeah,
which one?
Consumables and durable, but only for one-time use.
This next one's you, Chi.
Oh yeah. So for my last week's corrections, I was talking about a game started with a T. I was trying to get these guys to kind of like pop quiz. What is this game?
It was a mod for Portal, right?
Was it a mod or was it like a standalone version?
It's a standalone mod.
Oh, off the Source engine, right?
Source engine, yeah.
Off the Source engine. And it's called Transmissions Element 120. And it turns out Emilio did play it. I only ever loaded up the first 2 seconds of the game, but it basically said, in order to enjoy this game, make sure you are playing in the dark. And it was broad daylight, so I just turned it off.
Good call.
It's meant to be like a really scary game, and I'll play it.
I'll reiterate a couple things. I thought their use of lighting was brilliant.
Oh,
that's why they want it in the dark, probably.
Yeah.
Brilliant? Is that what you're looking at me for?
Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
Did I miss something?
It was a pun, because he mentioned brilliant. Never mind.
Okay,
It's gone. That one's in the other. That one's gone.
All right. Well, before we get to Battlefield 1, we're going to be talking a lot about that. I figured we would just get Legion out of the way because that is out. We've talked about it a little bit in previous episodes, but it is officially out. And I don't know. I feel like we can talk about it now, just kind of be done with it, because I don't know what else I have to say.
Oh, I'm not going to be done with it.
Legion is the latest expansion for World of Warcraft, a 13-year-old game that...
It's not 13, by the way. I think it's 8 or 9.
2004.
Okay. This seems to be the one that's dragging people back in more than any other before.
Why the hate, by the way? Because you express interest in maybe playing this.
No hate. Maybe that is taking away my best friend and my roommate.
Okay,
away from
so
me. I don't even see you anymore.
Basically locked.
You don't write.
Oh my God.
You don't call.
Yeah.
This is happening.
I've been basically locked in a room with Legion, having a great time, making sweet love to this game.
That's a great but Bobby, time. He's
I feel sorry
not
for your
me,
girlfriend, not your roommate, for your girlfriend at this point.
Well, she's not around at the time, so.
So let me just put it to you this way. Nothing for the podcast got done this week from Chad. And also, when we showed up to Bobby's house, he did not answer the phone. And when we got over and over and over, and when we got in here, Legion was on the screen.
Legion was on the screen.
So Legion is the bane of my existence right now.
Well, actually, I was taking out the trash that you guys left last time you were over here. So that's what
I was doing.
But
we still showed up.
Boom!
No? Okay.
I don't understand that. But yeah, that I was playing Legion, but it's been that game I play in between rounds of Heroes of the Storm.
I'm a little disappointed you're only 101.
Yeah, I haven't been grinding that hard. As soon as Legion came out, I mean, I'm like officially back to work now, so my weeks are extremely busy and I just don't have a whole lot of time to play. And I've been trying to get back into HOTS a lot more. So I don't know. As soon as Legion came out,
From HOTS, by the way?
I kind of toned down a bit while I was grinding on WoW, but as soon as Legion came out, I kind of lost a little bit of interest, and I don't know exactly why. This is the first expansion I've played in WoW in a long time, and I don't know if the others were like this, but it was like a whole process. There were phases to it. There were the invasions leading up to this, and then when it came out, like then all the content came out. I'm used to like Burning Crusade or Wrath of the Lich King, where it's just one day it's not there, the other day it is, and you know, now you have all this new content. So I don't know, like Mists of Pandaria, was it like that as well?
They started doing that maybe in Cataclysm. Mm. But they've done that since. All of them have like a pre-expansion release where they change code, change classes, do stuff to prep mm-hmm. people for it. And then they do kind of a launch thing where stuff goes on. So it's a common thing now for Warcraft.
Hey, Bobby, your priest, did you bring him up from level one?
Mm-hmm. I leveled him up all the way. But it was really easy to level with the invasions.
Gotcha. But this question, I got a question. So has it been completely different than what you remember since Cataclysm? I know that, Chad, since Cataclysm changed everybody's beginning worlds and stuff, right? Didn't it all?
It changed the terrain. It changed the map.
And did it seem completely alien, like this first time going through, or was it extremely familiar?
No, I mean, I played during Cataclysm, just not very much. Okay. So I was used to the changes in the terrain. I mean, the game has changed a lot. One of the noticeable differences now is there's cutscenes in it. It's a lot more cinematic, and they really try to work in the story more.
What do you mean, like spoken word, a lot more. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll be in the middle of a quest, and some event will happen. Something will happen in the quest, and it'll do, like, a 30-second cutscene or something like that.
That's cool. And is it to the par of... I mean, is it on par with...
It's not
Blizzard
like
level stuff.
So it's actually it's cinematic cutscene. It's not
in-game.
Just like
it's mostly an in-game kind of
running in the engine.
Yeah, it's an in-game. Yeah.
Oh, okay. In the same engine. It's not like an actual.
No. It's not like the
visual.
The big FMVs.
But still, does it? I guess it adds to the story, right?
For sure.
Cool.
And then a lot more spoken audio for the different quests, like the main quest lines. Mm-hmm. Most of it's spoken.
To me, that sounds like they're just slowing the game down some more. I imagine with every new expansion, it's just a giant grind fest, right?
Well,
make it to the end game once again. How do you feel
this
about
one is,
Legion?
This one more
Chad,
than...
Chad, why are you crazy about this game?
Okay, before I get into Legion, I want to just talk briefly about Blizzard. Because Legion just came out. Season 2 of Overwatch, which we'll talk about later, just came out. Heroes of the Storm is going full steam, and they're in the middle of the Karazhan. Karazhan for Hearthstone just opened the last wing.
Well received, as far as I understand.
How, like, you could literally be a gamer and only play Blizzard games right now and be and have all
I'm
your
sure
time.
There's a lot who do that.
Gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
At this point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crossover and a lot of cross-promotion, too. There's a lot of people who play Heroes of the Storm just because it's in the Battle.net launcher, and they recognize the characters from some other Blizzard game.
I have a theory about this. It's kind of like they figured out how to trigger all the positive reward things in your brain, you know, but not trigger any of the negative ones. Like, in Blizzard games, you win... Or you don't win, but you never lose.
Actually, you know what's funny? When I was playing HOTS, and someone made a comment on me playing HOTS, one of my old Dota friends, he was like, HOTS, and don't be offended, Bobby, but he said, HOTS,
for tards. No.
HOTS is for casual MOBA players that always want to feel good about themselves.
Yeah. That's true.
No matter
all
what, you
games
just
are.
Can't. Yeah, you
Dota's
just can't
opposite.
Feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
Dota 2, yeah. You will feel bad about yourself, and everyone will be talking shit about you too. So, it's just beating you down. But yeah.
I want to go back to the very first episode where after I played HOTS, because I remember I mentioned I made a list. It was probably the last time I ever made notes for an episode, but I made a list. There were three, maybe four things that I listed why I liked HOTS so much, and they were ways that they improved the MOBA genre, the ways that I thought they improved the MOBA genre, and I can't remember specifically what they are right now, except for like not being able to talk to the other people on the other team. Like, they do things, they solve problems at the root of it. They don't try to put a Band-Aid on things like a reporting system or something like that. They just get to the root. Like, what can they do preventative stuff to make the game better and like just a better experience for everybody. But yeah, no, I totally understand that Dota is going to be a little more involved, but I don't have that kind of time. That's a little too much.
But back to Legion.
Okay, so Bobby's...
No, I'm not done with this yet.
Okay. Go ahead.
You do agree, like, I pretty much nailed that. You never feel, except for Hearthstone, where you do lose, and you don't feel that.
No, Man's Sky is just for me.
But you never feel terrible when you lose. Like, when I lose at Overwatch, it's like, shucks, I didn't lose at Overwatch. HOTS, is it like that, Bobby?
It wasn't this week.
Uh-oh.
But what? With all the colors,
oh, no,
and all the, like, I don't know. It's just everything that Blizzard does I feel the same way about Marvel movies right now. They know how to hit. They know jokes per minute, their action per minute. They just got it all dialed in right now, and so does Blizzard. They know how to, like, they got it all figured out to just make super fans.
I think when they added the launcher, I was kind of bummed about that. Remember old school WoW? You'd create WoW, and it would bring up the WoW launcher.
Yeah.
It was just WoW.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And then just a couple years ago, they made it to a universal launcher. And I was like, why do I care about StarCraft 2? Like, this is stupid. But now it's like I don't pull up Steam right now. I pull up the Battle.net launcher and then decide at that point what game I want to play. You know
what
I mean?
That's what we were talking about with their new streaming service, dude. Maybe eventually you don't go to Twitch. Maybe eventually you go to Facebook to watch these streaming events.
Yeah.
They're generating they are PC gaming. Blizzard, them, and Bethesda.
I don't know.
I object.
They are casual PC gaming.
If you're a casual, and that's what strayed me away from World of Warcraft in the first place. I think Battle.net, and I understand why Chad might love only Battle.net, not opening up Steam. But for me, Steam is still always the first thing.
Yeah, Steam's my first. Bobby, you're probably at Battle.net as well, right? No. As your first?
Yeah, I mean, I still do a lot of stuff on Steam, but
you had 41 notifications. I would come home and I would Sam, 41 notifications. Look, people love me. That's what would happen if I had 41.
Bobby's pissed about 41. God damn it.
If I get three, it made my day.
It's one thing I got to check off every day. Like, it's constantly just a deluge of friend requests from random strangers I don't know, cards that I get from Idolmaster, messages from people I don't know, trades from people I don't know.
What you need is a system that automatically responds to those so you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You got a whole system running.
I bet you
look
can
into
write
it.
That.
Start coding it.
I let them pile up for a little while.
Yeah, it's all adoration.
Yeah, accolades,
oh attention from lesser beings.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing about while we're on the topic of the Battle.net launcher,
you're the electronic version of a hot chick. Is what
you
it
get
is.
All this attention? You just shoot
see,
it down.
Yeah. I don't see the correlation there.
But you're smiling.
But the thing about Battle.net, though, is they don't have an invisible mode. So if you're playing something...
That's true.
Like, I was playing some Team League in HOTS, and you guys said you're going to be here at 7:30. So I was like, I better go, guys, because they're going to be here in half an hour.
Surprise, surprise, we weren't.
And then I continued to play WoW, because WoW is a game that I can just turn off. I can't just, like, stop in the middle of a HOTS game and go answer the door, you know? So I was just playing WoW, and then I'm like, God, these guys probably think I'm a dick because I skipped out of Team League, and I've been playing WoW for an hour now.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so you can't, like,
just play
Must.
That's what you normally do. It's
yeah,
cool.
But I really wish Battle.net would incorporate something like that, a little privacy, but... Oh, well, maybe that'll come down the
but
line.
But you have, what... 30 friends on Battle.net, and you have 3,000 friends on Steam, so it's a little different.
And there's a much smaller cap on the friends on Battle.net. But, I mean, it is kind of weird to me that they would do that on Battle.net, which you launch Warcraft from, which is like...
Max is refilling our drinks, by the way.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
But the most addictive game, the game that probably people will call in sick to work to play, the game that people will try to play at work, the game that people will be most secretive about because they don't want to seem as addicted as they really are to it, is World of Warcraft.
Well, you can go invisible completely, can't you?
No.
No, shut up. Really?
In Blizzard
itself, you can
in
say...
In WoW, you can be invisible, but you can't be off the Battle.net.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
It just shows you as... being on Battle.net, what do you?
I have no idea what we're doing here.
We're just going to take a break right here. Why don't we do that?
Let me take a break. I just got to pee.
Because I don't know. Now it's too late. Now we're officially on a break.
No, we're rolling. We're on a break. This is all gold, right? Here. This is all staying in.
Okay, so what new classes came out with Legion?
The Demon Hunter. I haven't even played the Demon Hunter.
I got 1 to 100. But that's not been my focus. You could actually load the Demon Hunter up when the patch came out prior to the expansion, so you could have played a Demon Hunter a month before the expansion came out.
So it wasn't just a brand new... There wasn't... Other than the actual environmental content, everything else was already available to
you? No. There is the Broken Isle, which is the new island that came out with the expansion. That was not available yet until the expansion came out.
That's environmental, though.
But then all the quests, all the things. So the only thing that came out previous was the...
Actual class.
Was the invasion kind of quest stuff.
They're doing and events around all the different areas.
Exactly.
And then, you can play the Demon Hunter. But now there's, like, a whole new area. There's new quests, new dungeons, like, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And new modes in terms of instances, PvP.
They redid PvP, which I have to really read up on. They've changed PvP in a way so you... Need a towel there? Okay.
Yeah, we're making a mess.
We're having trouble here.
Don't look, Bobby. Don't look. Bobby's a little bit of a neat freak, and we are making a mess of his place. Every week, he goes through this kind of microcosm of crises.
What happened?
I don't know.
I'm drinking wine, and Bobby is like, "Did you want something to put your wine glass on?"
I just spilled all over myself.
I got your bed as my coaster. It's memory foam.
Don't worry.
Satin sheets. It's okay.
Everybody just forgot how to drink, I guess.
It's really full. But anyways, what are we talking about? Legion.
Yeah, Legion and the PvP system. So the PvP system is definitely different. Apparently now when you level up in PvP, you actually level up your PvP-ness separately. Yeah.
Yeah, you said PvP-ness.
That was awesome.
All right.
Oh my God. That had me and Emilio giggling so hard.
All right.
Let's hold on to our drinks.
I know. The 4-year-olds loved it. All right.
Because he didn't know what he said.
I know. So here's how it works.
And he said it with conviction.
That's how it works.
PvP-ness.
I know. I got it. Okay. Are we ready to talk?
No. If I use it to knock somebody out, it's a PvP penis. Pow! Okay, go ahead.
So the talent trees were... Okay. Keep laughing. Let's get it out of the way. Go ahead.
How do you level up your PvP penis?
All right.
Okay.
So there's talent trees, and the talent trees have been redone years ago. So you get one of three choices, and you make this choice every 15 levels. So that's your talent trees. Now they've got honored traits, which are the exact same things, but specifically for PvP. But when you first hit 110, you only have one ability. It's right there. So they'll unlock as you're doing.
Is that like a separate tree?
It's like a separate talent tree.
Okay.
And it's specifically for honor, for doing things in PvP. And so,
extra actions and abilities just by being...
Yes. So as you keep leveling up, you get more and more options. You don't necessarily get more slots, but you get more options.
And none of this affects your PvE.
No, this is only PvP. And it doesn't trigger during world PvP, as far as I'm aware. So it only will be...
What's world PvP?
Meaning like you're on a PvP server, you're into the other class.
Yeah, so only in arenas, only in battlegrounds. Now the other big change too, which I don't know if I'm too crazy about, is... They kind of funnel you down this road of quests that you complete, and you get a powerful weapon, an artifact weapon, and then you get things that upgrade that weapon. So I feel like I'm spending all this time just trying to do all these quests to upgrade this one specific weapon.
But doesn't your weapon look like everybody else's weapon?
You can reskin it, and also transmogrifying is available just all over the place. You can reskin it to look like anything, and they have this whole like collection thing. So anything you've
more like Warframe where you're like, you can,
yep. You want it to look like anything you've collected. You can make it look like that if you want. But here's the thing with these artifact weapons. So everybody gets it. Each different spec you have has a different artifact weapon that you have to earn.
Oh, interesting.
But when you
get the weapon by default, just like, I'm going to go this spec and
do a couple quests.
You get a quest.
Okay.
Which is fun. These are fun quests. So
Bobby, are these fun quests?
I don't find quests fun.
Okay.
I'm not a quester guy.
Oh.
It's objective, not subjective.
Yep, exactly.
Or subjective, not objective.
So I'm a monk, so I'm playing as the DPS one. So I got the artifact weapon for the DPS one. And then it
I thought we agreed last week you're a human warrior.
It's true. No, paladin. I'm a paladin. Human paladin.
What kind of?
I am a Draenei monk.
Draenei monk.
On Lightbringer. Anyways, so I wanted to do the healing one next. But the healing one, you got to go into healing spec and actually heal this quest where these four other people. So you're basically healing a five man. So you have to like prove that you can actually heal a five man before they'll give you the artifact weapon, which I thought was a cool idea.
That's cool. It's like training you.
Yeah, exactly.
Where was that, Vanilla WoW?
Yeah, exactly. but here's the cool thing about these artifact weapons. You can go in and you can earn artifact power and then put can you bring up an artifact thing, whatever, so they can kind of see what this looks visually. It's kind of like AAs in EverQuest. Do you remember that, Emilio?
Yeah.
So you're earning XP, but you can also earn artifact power. And artifact power will be put into your weapon, and you can start unlocking things and bonuses within your weapon.
Yeah, it's basically a whole other talent tree just for your weapon.
But here's the thing. Like, to be able to unlock everything requires over 5 million artifact power. And you're talking about unlocking things like 200, 35, 150 artifact power. So to get 5 million is going to take a long time. So people are theory crafting on what's the correct way to unlock these.
So you guys are understanding over in podcast land how complex this is. Chat is using
hand signals.
A lot of hand signals.
And,
just so we all understand. I don't know if we're better off just watching him over here doing them or you without them, because he's just kind of twisting his forearm, which is throwing me off.
He's fondling Casper at this point.
Yeah. I think it was a reach around. He just did a reach around. So if you want your weapon to get all the way to reach around power.
He's working that PV penis.
Yeah. Callback.
I wanted to do a callback. I was waiting for it. You beat me too. That was a good one.
Anyways, I love this. This is cool because I got to. So this came out on the 30th, which was a Tuesday. On Thursday, I hit 110. So I hit max level on Thursday.
Somebody came home early from work. One of those days.
What? You already hit max level in
but that's what I'm saying.
2 days? It's, 48 hours?
It wasn't really a grind. Like, I went to work. It wasn't like I was doing 24 hours.
You took
I wasn't
poop-stocking
it.
You took a half day.
This is sad.
I was,
by the way,
one
guys,
of those days
is
you took
the
a
game.
Half day.
I was multitasking.
Okay, the fact that hit max level with a new expansion in less than 48
but
hours
here's
while
what I'm saying.
Going to a full-time job, and I didn't graduate high school on time because of this video game. This is pathetic. I don't want to talk about this.
What?
Anymore.
Here's the thing.
It's so sad how casual this is now.
Here's the thing. Like, hitting max level is not the end. That's what I'm trying to explain to you guys. Hitting max level, like, there's a whole zone that you can't even get in until you're max level, and then it's a huge questing zone that you
it's
have to
a
do.
Whole new
huge.
World.
Yeah. I'm still doing hand motions. Yeah. I'm sorry. What do you want?
I don't
from
hit
me?
Max level.
So
max hits me.
The point is.
Sorry.
Hey now.
I'm sorry, just go. Keep going.
I don't think
not in the bad way, in the good way.
Battered women sounds delicious.
No, not battered women.
What? How did what? What is the, no, what the
just
fuck
kidding.
Is
keep going. Keep going.
Well, Max just ran out of the apartment.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
So anyways, I love this expansion so far. Played some five mans, had a blast. Played some questing has been amazing. I like what they're doing with artifacts. There's a whole new thing. Last expansion had garrisons, which you went in and you were just playing a single player game. This one now has class orders where you can actually see other people and all. All in all, and the story has been much more impactful in this. You feel like the story is much more important in this expansion. So they're hitting. And the launch was. There was no issues. You know,
it's not a launch, dude. It's an expansion pack.
The expansion,
it's not
the launch
WoW
of the expansion
needs?
Pack.
WoW needs.
No, sorry, it doesn't.
WoW needs mug houses like they did in Final Fantasy. You got to have your own house.
Well, that's
with
what they did.
Little
they,
family. Can you get married in WoW yet?
No.
There's
well,
no interracial.
No.
Chad
can.
No
everybody
marriages.
Else can.
They do have sort of things that you can do, but no, they don't.
Sort
but
of
they
things you can do.
That was the kind of the point of the garrison's last expansion was instead of housing, you had this garrison that you could put the stuff in and you could invite people in and they could check out your garrison and everything. But it just kind of fell flat. So this time they're doing class halls. So I'm a monk. So every monk goes to their same class hall, so you can just hang around with all these other monks.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Cool. I couldn't be more bored. Let's move on.
Wait, you were talking last week about how you were interested and you might want to pick this up.
I'm kind of jealous that you have time and I don't.
You do have. You work for yourself. You have
you
all the time you
time
want.
You time to enjoy Legion, apparently. We just found that out.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm being very salty as fuck right now.
Honestly, though, all the other expansions I've...
You want to play.
No, I don't.
Gee, you want to play.
No, I don't. I hate WoW.
It's been the best expansion since... This might be my most fun expansion. Because I didn't like Burning Crusade.
Stop!
You love Burning Crusade, though, right?
I love TBC because it was hard. It was hard as fuck. It took sweat, tears.
This is a different type of hard. This
all over my keyboard.
Not hard
I'm
at
just
all.
Kidding. That's disgusting.
Chad, have you died once?
Can we delete that? Can we cut that?
No.
That is fucking awful.
Chad, have you died once?
Oh, I die a lot.
Okay.
This expansion, when I say a lot, I don't mean a lot. I've probably died 10 times because they do things that.
10 times in 10 levels of leveling. Okay.
They put yourself, they have risky situations they put you in quests sometimes. Like, they'll have 10 guys that come at you, and you have an ability that will kill them all, but if you don't click it at the right time, like, you'll
ooh,
just die.
Ooh, yeah.
So, I don't know. They put you in risky situations. Oh, it's funny. At Shadow Priest, they can pick a talent that has insanity, and as long as you're casting shadow spells, your insanity can keep going up, but you die if you run out of insanity. So, if you're playing in five mans or whatever with a Shadow Priest that has this ability, we'll start a boss, and he'll click this ability, and he'll start doing stuff. He'll do tons of damage, and then the boss dies, and then the Shadow Priest just dies. You can't avoid it.
Oh,
if you click this ability, it says something like, insanity does blah, 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 and then it says, and then you die horribly for this ability. So, I don't know. They do some more things in this one that are a little more interesting.
Isn't that a Hearthstone card?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think
how
it is.
How long are the walks? Remember the miserable cemetery walks back to your body?
These ones are long. The cemeteries are far in this
At
one.
Least they punish you with that.
Why do you want to be punished? Never mind. We'll leave that for
it's
you.
It's okay. Max hits her.
Yeah,
no,
we'll leave that to you and Max.
In the right places.
But I'm just saying, like...
It's different.
I came from EverQuest, so when I went to WoW, I was like, this is a kid's game. Like, this is no fun. But I learned to appreciate for some of the other things that it can provide that harder games can't provide. You know what I mean? Like, I think looking at it as just too easy is a little bit of a cop-out. You know what I mean?
Like cock-out?
Yeah, cock-out. Cop-out with your cock-out.
No, just kidding.
Trying very hard, D. We're earning that explicit tag this week on a Deal Gaming After Dark.
All right.
So let's talk about Battlefield 1. We've all played Battlefield 1, correct?
Yes.
Except for Chad, because he was playing Legion.
What? I was playing Legion.
Chad, you didn't touch BF1?
I am not.
You don't want to die over and over and over and over.
I'm not a huge first-person shooter fan. I like Overwatch because of its abilities and stuff like that. But just a straight first-person shooter, I generally don't like that much.
Can we consider Grenade a special ability?
Does it have a cooldown where it comes back up?
Med packs.
No, you have to med pack.
I usually play healers in these times.
And Bobby is right. If you want to level up quick, although it's different now, if you want to level up the medic, that's all it's going to level up. You can level up your overall, but then if you want to unlock certain things, you have to play that class only. But you also get to pick how you spend your points.
Whoa. Back it up.
Everybody
spending
knows
points, is this an RPG or are we playing a first-person shooter?
Everybody knows what Battlefield is. Battlefield is a battlefield. There's two teams of a good amount of people. I don't know, 32 on each team? About?
PC, I think, 32.
No, 64 is
max.
It's
going to depend on the server. But right now,
64
let's just start from the beginning here. So we all played the beta. We didn't even know this was coming out. Like, this was like almost unheard of until somebody had mentioned it to me.
Kind of our job to know this stuff, and we didn't.
Yeah, but nobody was talking about it.
It's not a job if we don't get paid.
And then we kind of hopped onto it and then noticed other people were. But for the most part, they really weren't promoting this that much. And when I first started playing it, I had all sorts of technical issues. First of all, it just said it would not connect for like the first 10 times that I tried until I finally got in. Once I did, we had like all sorts of just issue. The thing crashed on me probably five times. I don't know. Did you guys experience any of these technical issues?
It played perfectly. Same. I played for about 2 hours.
Really, Max? You did on the PS4? Oh, the console, yeah.
So he says console is perfect.
Console. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
never perfect.
I was having specific issues with it, but for me, I don't know. It was just such a big pain in the ass to play. I think, Chi, you even stopped playing because you were having so many problems.
Yeah, I was having so many technical issues. I actually rage quit on Bobby and all the other people we were playing.
Play Overwatch. Lab and I had zero problems at all.
Well, you guys played the day after we did, so maybe it was a little bit better then. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
But aside from that, the game seemed really solid. The graphics looked as good as advertised. The game or the map that we were on was kind of like a desert map with a sandstorm. So I'm kind of...
Is this the one with the train that goes through?
Yeah, the train goes through. So it's fun.
But it was fun.
The whole thing with Battlefield 4 was that cheesy word they came up with, levolution, where the map changes. Destructible environments have always been a big part of Battlefield. So when Battlefield 4 came out, it was like you have a map and it slowly floods as time goes by, or a dam breaks, or the Shanghai Tower falls down. You know, all these crazy big events happen. So I was glad to see they still kind of carried that out, and they had this huge sandstorm in Battlefield 1 where you could not see a thing. Like, you're trying to fight.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's not cool. Okay, so I've never played any Battlefield games, and I'm quoting myself when I was playing this game. I like close quarters. First-person shooter combat. That's why I like Counter-Strike.
Like Modern Warfare.
Corners. I don't like open field. I don't like dying from behind, from the side, and not even anticipating my enemy's movement. And it makes it really hard to do that when it's such a huge map. And when it was a sandstorm and I'm out in the middle of nowhere, my horse is dying on me or something or another, and I'm just like, what is this? This game is like sand in my vagina. I'm done. And then I rage quit. Basically, but it's a great game.
It's a lot of fun, but it's very frustrating
and overwhelming for a first timer who's never played.
You've never played any of the Battlefield games before?
No, I've played. Wow. I played COD, actually.
She doesn't like getting killed, but behind.
Well, I mean, those two games are very different,
great.
Though. Because Battlefield is all about squatting up, and it's about moving as a unit, working together as a team. And it's a slower paced game. You know, you're trying to take objectives, you spend a little more time in like a trench just waiting for an opportunity. It's not just run and gun like Call of Duty. And I mean, that's, I've always appreciated that type of first person shooter more.
Do they still have the squad thing where you have a squad leader and you can respawn on
them? Yeah.
Okay. I played for about an hour yesterday, and my favorite kills were horse kills. Like being on the horse and chopping people down.
Yeah.
It was fucking fantastic.
How are the weapons?
I loved sniping people off the horses. That was fun.
I didn't upgrade any of my weapons, but from what I could tell, there weren't as many options as Battlefield 4. Because Battlefield 4, they just went a little overboard. I mean, they were like, okay, what stock do you want? What barrel? What underbarrel do you want? What sight do you want? What gun do you want?
Well, I'm asking because Battlefield 1 is supposed to be taking place in World War 1, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And World War One, basically, they didn't really have assault weapons.
Yeah,
right.
It seems like, correct me if I'm wrong here, you can get different weapons, but you can't get different modifications for your weapons.
No, but I mean the weapons themselves. Mm-hmm. Are they bolt action?
Dude,
they're all at the time.
So what it is like, this is the part where they started to go from that old shit, you know, and starting. So you see the very first inclinations of automatic weapons. The first
The automatic ones, though, were kind of more set on things, right? They were like
steampunk. It feels like steampunk.
But
it seems like they just threw this shit together.
I think we can just say that the weapons are generally accurate for the time. Like, it's a World War One game, they're World War One.
But I thought this was alternate history World War One. Is that not the case?
Dude, there's an armored car. There's an armored car, right?
It looks not?
You can't even see outside the car.
I don't
car.
Think like, so.
Dude, this thing looks like a Rolls Royce, and they put fucking plating on it, and you drive it around, and you honk the horn, and you drive it around. And, like, if you're in it by yourself, you can only drive, and they all have shit handling.
You can't even see
But it's all accurate
the
for
spot.
The time.
Okay.
I had so much fun.
You had a lot of fun. Yeah. Why did I not?
Yeah. Wait, did I miss something entirely? Is this an alternate history? Because I thought it was.
I thought it was.
Historically
but
accurate.
Because
Assassin's Creed historically accurate, where it's like the actual people and names, but it's like,
Bobby bases his history on Assassin's Creed.
Who so doesn't?
You go off
I mean,
of that.
Let's be honest. Okay, so.
But the planes. they handle like shit. Everything, every vehicle in the game really doesn't handle very well. And I'm used to the Battlefield 4 planes and helicopters where you can slow down, bank hard, and then accelerate out of the turn. And you basically do that in a dogfight until you can get behind somebody. These ones, not quite like that.
But on purpose.
But purposely, yeah. Probably.
There's three
right?
different kinds of planes. I like the way they do the spawning, though. In older Battlefield games, you could click on any vehicle that was ready. You could click on that. This one, it just shows the vehicle icon and then the number that are available. So you just select that. And then when that comes up, you choose, do I want an attack plane, a bomber plane?
So you're not racing against other teammates to try to get to something.
You still kind of are, but they've kind of simplified it. They've actually simplified the UI a little bit. It looks a little cleaner and simpler than the older Battlefield games.
It's showing here that there's different classes, and one of the classes is like a pilot class. So now it says players will spawn into the pilot class. Is he peeing again, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
It's going to...
It's going to be one of these ones. All right. Cool.
But yeah, when you spawn into a plane, you're automatically a pilot class, which basically means all your weapons suck. So when you do get out of the plane, you are in a very bad spot.
So you're like D.Va.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Kind of like that.
Fair enough.
But otherwise, I don't know. I really like the game. It seems like a lot of fun. It's Battlefield. I've always loved the series. I'll probably get it. I don't know if I'm getting the $130 deluxe edition.
So what's the elite class thing? It says, like, you can use flamethrowers, but you have to do a pickup. Is that similar to, like, how Star Wars was, where you turned
in? Yeah, I could not find those pickups. There are these guys that were just shredding us. They have a bulletproof vest and, like, a huge minigun, pretty much. I didn't run into any flamethrowers from the time I played.
I didn't see a flamethrower, but I did see some guy, like, with a hose, and it looked like gasoline.
There are flamethrowers in there. But the machine gun guys, like they have like full plate armor, and they are hard to take down. So
they're very similar to the Star Wars. Is it basically the same thing?
Mm-hmm. I never saw a single power up when I played, but I'm assuming.
I wonder if
it's
set in locations similar to to the Star Wars one, where people know where they're going to spawn and can just kind of.
Yeah,
run
they're always
there
in the same location. They're usually in like highly contested areas.
Is
possibly.
There in-game voice communication? Because that was also frustrating for me. I was like, how do I talk to who I need to talk to?
I don't think there was in the beta, but maybe they will. I could have swore it was in 4, but only within your squad.
Okay.
Let's go around the table and say who really enjoyed it and who didn't. Bobby, what'd you think?
I think it's kind of obvious. Bobby did. She didn't. You were so-so.
This is a first day purchase for me.
And Max, did you like it?
Max?
He
loves it. He's going to buy it. I most likely, if I were to splurge in the game, this would be probably it, just because it's multiplayer, and I would have a lot of friends that want to play it. I didn't like it because I have a very sandy vagina, and I was very lost.
Who doesn't
confused.
Here? Let's be honest.
And I usually, when I play games, I like somebody being able to help navigate me, at least in the beginning. Like when I played HOTS with Bobby, he was very helpful. And then when you play Battlefield 1, you're like, holy shit, what is happening?
There's
just
a lot going
overwhelming
on.
At first.
Yeah. Battlefield game is definitely a Battlefield game, and if you've never played one, it's daunting at first.
Yeah,
but here's,
I think
the other
the
part
deal.
Of that is Battlefield games, you can also play Deathmatch or Team Deathmatch, and those are practically Call of Duty.
Call of Duty,
yeah. They're close quarters. They're basically the map without the capture points, and they're cut down to about a third or a quarter of the size, and it's all that close.
That's
combat,
always
close
been
quarter combat.
My biggest criticism of the Call of Duty series. One can do the other one can't do the other. You know, like Battlefield can do Call of Duty. Call of Duty cannot do Battlefield, because Battlefield is an entire Battlefield.
I would argue that Battlefield doesn't do Call of Duty the way that Call of Duty does Call of Duty.
Oh, probably not to the, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So if you want to play a Call of Duty style game, you're going to play Modern Warfare or whatever. You're not going to play Battlefield Deathmatch.
Max is getting super.
It's different.
Yeah, he's getting really upset over here.
Yeah.
Big world squads.
Yeah.
It's definitely more of a, like. Yeah, I feel like the whole. Emphasis on the squad and emphasis on the team working together really, you know, like I was on my own, and literally that's why I didn't enjoy myself so much. Like I'd get a stray kill here or there, but then at the same time, I'd always feel lost, and that's only because it was my first experience.
We need to play, you know, a grain of salt here. This was a
Beta. This is why they do these things.
Exactly. Like,
they're gonna take one listen to this podcast and be like, yep, we need to rethink everything.
Big changes need to happen.
Get the
here.
Fucking janitor in here. Yeah. From ground up, yeah, we are moving.
All right, enough of Battlefield, enough of Legion. Let's talk about something else.
Yes.
So we're going to skip games coming out this week. There's nothing really.
You guys were playing.
Literally, under games coming out this week, it literally says nothing good. Somebody typed that out.
I'm sure somebody's going to be irate because their favorite game is coming out this week.
They can go fuck themselves.
But you were going to talk Heroes of the Storm because that was related to Battlefield. So explain why.
I feel like everyone gets so tired of hearing about that. But last Wednesday when we were playing Battlefield, we also played some Heroes of the Storm before that. So Chi, it was your first time playing the game. What were your first impression?
Heroes of the Storm, it was essentially my second time playing the game. I did play one game of it before.
Doesn't count.
It was enjoyable. It was very quick and fast paced. There was no, I like playing the heroes. I like the actions. It was very smooth. I felt like even though, I didn't need to know so much about what was going on in the map, I felt like in fights I had a fair chance just because I know how to control a MOBA hero. Yeah. And so even though I went in there not really knowing how to play HOTS, just being a MOBA player, jumping in, you pick it up like that. And so it was fun. It was enjoyable. But at the same time, I think I mentioned to Bobby, I was like, where's the shit talking? I can't talk to them. It's like, why is this game already over? And I'm like, we won. I didn't even do anything, but I guess I did something. I think the last game I got the highest KDR.
KDR has no meaning in HOTS, right?
shut up, dirty casual.
They got that new MVP system coming out. So that will apparently decide who actually contributed the most, because HOTS is very vague on what actually wins games.
What did you play, by the way?
My first character was Tyrael. My second character was the
Vala.
Yeah, and then the third was Kerrigan.
Okay, fair enough. So go ahead, Bobby.
She was playing with David is winning, played along with us.
Another listener of ours.
We went 3-0.
Yeah, we went 3-0. We created new accounts, so it was like me and David were just like, "This is gonna be hilarious." But it was when we got into these games, and
is
I was
your
like,
fourth
trying to
account, Bobby.
Yeah, probably. Okay, I don't know. I don't even know if I ever use this.
Yeah, probably means no. He has more than four.
No, I mean, it's not hard to make a new account. It's like Smite.
Numbers.
They don't even verify the email address. You just put in an email address. They don't send a verification. Like it's
like League of Legends. We were talking about that.
Exactly. But walking her through like everything and trying to explain everything, I just realized like how. There's so much to this game, even though it is a simpler MOBA compared to all the other ones out there. Like there's so many different maps and there's so many things that you need to know. It's just like, it kind of reminded me when I first started playing the game and I was just like overwhelmed with like questions, and you just kind of have to play and figure it out. But I don't know. It's like one of those things that it either grabs you or you don't. And
it was fun because the team, it's definitely a team fight oriented MOBA, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. Which is the most fun part of MOBAs.
And I feel like Bobby and the rest of the team was doing all of the NPC related and or environmental related things. They just kind of had to tell me where to go. They're like, oh, you know, top needs a little bit, you know, more defense, or oh, team fight here. Oh, let's get this person. Yeah. And it was kind of cool because you didn't have to worry about equipment. The whole leveling up your abilities through the experience that you gain. I remember the first game we played, though, I spent so much time trying to last hit everything. It took me about 15 minutes later to realize none of that mattered. Like, where last hitting is the most important thing that you have to focus on in any other MOBA.
When we're playing Smite, I could not get Bobby to last hit anything. He's like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, it's 6 gold more. Dude.
Well, I always played support, too, so there really wasn't a point for me to do that either. But I also noticed creating a new account and running through the game as if I were a new player, how few heroes they give you at the beginning. They really do not give you a large pool, and it's really unfortunate because there was one tank to choose from, Tyrael, who's not like a straightforward tank. He's a very confusing character. There's Kerrigan, which has to be played a certain way. You have to use her abilities. You have to combo
in order.
You have to use them.
I'm glad
in a certain
you taught
way.
Me that too.
Yeah, and new players like always struggle with her. They Vala, who's like a really straightforward character as well, and like is a really good hero to learn on, but she has like no health, so she's very fragile. But they give you like what, 5 characters or something? I know if you hit a certain level, they increase that. But
Bobby, this is a throwaway question. If you could switch all of HOTS exactly the way it's played, but play it from the perspective of Smite, would you do it?
What do you mean from the perspective?
Third person.
Yeah, third person. As opposed to the top down.
No, I actually
like... Let Smite
like,
be Smite. Yeah. Leave it alone.
Yeah, no, I actually have gotten used to the perspective, the top down thing.
You got used to it, but you enjoyed Smite's perspective.
No, I feel like it's a lot easier to coordinate with your team, and I don't know. I've just kind of adapted to that, and it just makes more sense to me now than the whole third person.
Amelia refuses to accept this point in clicking.
I can't.
Sort of thing.
I can't. There's no immersion.
It was very
top
unnatural
down.
At first. Well,
I'm not that little thing.
Like
I'm not that
not
one
that
inch
you
thing.
Like, you like dungeon crawlers? What? Picture Diablo in third person, like.
That'd
oh my god,
cool.
I love
Mobile. Don't
Mobile.
Do
Thank
that.
Thank you so much,
no,
Chad.
No,
yeah.
No.
You nailed it. Yo.
Stop.
Oh, Diablo. Okay, got it.
Like, I don't get it. Like, why don't you accept this for what it is and Smite for what it is?
Did you play StarCraft or Warcraft much growing up?
I'm terrible at RTS.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I appreciate it because I grew up in
We're
RTS.
Not Asian.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're some mastermind micromanaging your character?
No.
No.
No?
I feel like I should be the little troll lifting, cutting the wood, like,
zug, zug. Jinx. Yeah. That was cool.
So I was watching some competitions for HOTS, which were a couple weeks old, but I wanted to get through them, so I did. And I kind of came to a conclusion. The thing that I'm noticing that's different with HOTS than Dota and League of Legends is...
Fun?
It seems like... No, I mean, they're all fun for different reasons, but it seems like Heroes of the Storm always has the same attack range. Like, everybody gets to the same range, and then everybody does their effects.
I see that. Mm-hmm.
Versus Dota, where it has very... Like, some are
Bear
super
breaker.
Long... Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things that I hope... Heroes of the Storm can look at and adjust, because it all it seems like there's this
hard.
Like there's this length that people kind of bounce back and forth in, and in Dota and League of Legends there isn't that length because everybody's got kind of variable lengths on their
ability. Very valid.
Abilities or attack damage? Because all
no
the,
abilities.
All, okay. Well, yeah, all the like, abilities and HOTS have different ranges.
No, some of them it seems like they get to this one kind of range and everybody just bounces kind of back and forth here whether or not to attack.
Well, because there's a lot of team fights and people kind of draw that line and then they look for an opportunity.
I will
or
tell
both,
you,
but.
Yeah. In I feel like in HOTS, I felt like as soon as I felt or predicted or saw another character in which I knew I didn't want to initiate a fight, I felt like I could easily just like run or avoid confrontation. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Dota, I'm just doing my shit and then my shit gets packed in.
Yeah.
Like out of
You're done.
Nowhere. Like you are terrible. Always afraid when you play Dota.
Okay, but keep in mind, we were playing some real slumlords here. So
oh, that's true. That's true.
I mean, there, believe me, there's ganking. There's people with like huge range. Chromie. We played against a Chromie, but she was terrible.
Yeah,
Chromie has insane range and insane burst damage.
Oh, but there's delays on everything.
Pretty sure I made that person cry.
That's Chromie's thing, right? She has a delay on everything.
She has kind of a wind up to her abilities and she's extremely vulnerable at close range, but if you play her right from a distance, and she is one of the most fun characters to play, but she's not that great. So I don't know. A lot of people like kind of throw the match by playing her.
Dude, I was watching these plays and, what's her name with the two guns from Overwatch?
Tracer.
Yeah.
See, she has a very close attack range.
She looks so fun to play. I want to play her. Just
she's
watching
very difficult.
Won't play her.
She has very low health, but she's like a little gnat. She has the exact same abilities she does in Overwatch, but they nerfed her recently.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So HOTS. I know y'all love that. What else have you guys been playing?
I did not play Inside, but I watched. I watched Sam play the whole thing. The reason I had Sam play it as opposed to myself is that...
That's his girlfriend for new listeners.
Samantha, not Sam Samuel, which would be gay and definitely not me, unless you are and then
I mean,
call me.
Judging by the commentary for Street Fighter, spoiler alerts, he's got a little man crush on...
Vega's a beautiful man.
Yeah, he really did. He was all about him.
Spoilers for those that didn't pay. He wants to have sex with Vega. Go ahead.
I mean, who doesn't?
Long braid. It's that long braid. Obviously, Vega's the power bottom.
It was the chiseled torso that he was going for.
No. It was the long braid.
Yeah. Anyways, so, continue.
Anyway,
Sam.
Yeah, was playing her favorite game of all time after Binding of Isaac is
Limbo.
Limbo. And
who is it, Limbo?
Yes.
Okay.
So Inside came out, which is not a sequel or even a spiritual successor, but it's the same style.
But a different company, right? Or is it the same company?
No, same company.
Oh, okay.
And so you're playing, I wouldn't even say it's a silhouette, because in Limbo it was a silhouette of a character, but at the, you know, it's very dark. It's just grays and blacks. And you're playing a side-scrolling game. Limbo had a lot more puzzles in it and a lot more maybe jumping puzzles where you have to be accurate. This is more of a story that you just need to play through. The difficulty is not very high. There's only a few options for every quest or every puzzle. It's like, well, I've already tried everything, and it's been 10 seconds. So within 15 seconds, you can pretty much solve everything.
So she didn't have any... Because a couple puzzles on Limbo, she was frustrated.
Yeah, and you
we
were talking,
kind of worked
coached
through.
Her through it, right?
A little bit, yeah.
This one she played... I mean, she asked me a couple little things, but she pretty much went right through it. If I wasn't there, it would have taken her an extra 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, or maybe 10. But... you know, this was like a 3 or 4 hour game, I think. I was, as an observer, I was feeling the feels. Like, I was like, oh my God, get away from that thing! Like I was watching a movie. Now, it has a $20 price tag for 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours of
that's
gameplay.
That's kind of high.
It is kind of high, but it is extremely good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Maybe I'm off. Maybe it is, average playtime is 5 hours, 12 minutes.
Maybe
I was off.
Maybe Sam just killed it.
No, you know what?
Got all the puzzles.
And it doesn't look like Limbo. Limbo was a 2D plane for sure. This is
3.5. 2.5.
You're running through like depth. You definitely feel the depth.
And it looks like the camera angle is...
askew.
Like, it's not always just flat.
It's like never flat. It's always at 3/4 or so, or like 1/8 or something. So it's an interesting camera angle. And this is one of those things. There's been about 10 to 15 things in my whole life where I had to go look up discussions to explain the ending. Or
Swapper? Was Swapper one of them?
I never finished Swapper.
Oh, wow.
Mulholland Drive was one of them.
Okay.
And so was
Swapper had, like, I had to look Swapper up. I was like, what the fuck just happened? What's going on here?
So that's how I felt with this. So I looked it up.
Wait, what's up?
I was just saying that Talking Rocks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Talking Rocks. Swapper, yeah, you're right.
So anyway, I highly recommend. Probably wait for a sale. It's not a lot of content for your bang for your buck. You're not getting your hour per dollar.
Okay, fair enough.
Chi, I don't think you even know about this. We have a rough thing to whether or not things are worth it. $1 per hour. So if 20 hours, $20.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
$5, 5 hours. But, you know, that's subjective. It's just a rough guideline.
Yeah.
So you're getting about 5 to 6 hours here. It's $20. It's a really good 5 to 6 hours. But, yeah, that's where we're at. That's pretty much it. I do recommend it, though. Just wait for the next sale.
Cool.
Yeah.
I was interested in Inside, so maybe I'll play it.
Like I said, you could bang it out in a couple hours.
Okay, fair enough.
Roguelands. I picked it up. It's a multiplayer roguelike. I don't think it's an RPG. Didn't play it enough to know. I'm not even going to hold off on this. I'm going to play with
Chet. Thanks for bringing it up, though.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
next. What's
with
up?
Chet.
Name dropper.
It's called the tease, everybody. It's used universally throughout entertainment. You tease next week.
Well, Amelia's got to pick up where Chad normally, you know, buffers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The part of the stream.
All right.
What are you peeing again?
Yeah, I got to pee.
Can
we
I talk about a game?
Yet,
can,
by
since
the way.
You talked about wait, yeah. since Emilio talked about a game that he didn't play but actually watched, I'd love to game name drop something too.
Okay.
So on Twitch, if I'm not streaming, I'm watching somebody, and someone that I usually watch, his name's DJ Mahler Gaming. He was playing.
DJ what?
DJ Mahler Gaming.
Mahler?
Mahler. MaulerGaming.
Okay. DJ Mahler Gaming.
Yes. Shout out to him. But anyways, he was playing GoldenEye Source.
Okay. Yes. So,
yes, have
I've
you heard about
this.
That?
Yes.
Have you guys ever talked about it on the podcast?
Briefly, we talked about we teased it, so to speak. But this is based off the Unity engine, right?
Yeah. Yet another Half-Life 2 source mod I'm talking about. It's GoldenEye. I watched him play for about like 45 minutes or so. And it's a great nostalgic piece. It's everything GoldenEye map, well, similar maps, but with the Source Engine game. So you're on there and you're shooting and you're throwing things like it's a Half-Life game, but then it's everything GoldenEye. So your health bars, your weapons, the shotgun.
It's got the golden gun.
The watches. Yeah, it's got, I don't know about the golden gun. I didn't see that. And yeah, it does. It looks like it does have the golden gun. So if you are looking for some nostalgia with a twist, GoldenEye Source, it's something that you download off the website and
it
installs
free?
It. Yes, it's free. You install it straight into Steam, and then you can get like you and a couple of buddies to play this game. There's grenades, there's detonators, there's, look at that, you know, you have all of the, every single classic gun from that game is in the game. But
and
you're
the
playing,
maps
like,
are
Counter-Strike.
Redone too, right?
And the maps are, I think if they're not identical, they are redone. The map that I was looking at, I didn't necessarily
remember him?
Remember that map exactly, so it might have been a map that was redone.
Hmm.
Welcome back to a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
When we covered this.
No, she was watching somebody play. You've been in the bathroom, so yeah.
That's the second time you've done that. You come out back from the bathroom, then you comment on something, you're like, we literally just said
something. I have strong opinions.
All right. Let's get into listener questions, shall we? Yes? No?
I felt like we had two,
scrolling down,
but there's only one.
Scrolling down. Listener questions. Let's start with the first one here. what is your favorite indie game?
That's the first one.
I didn't see a question, but I saw something that
who
said,
asked
get your
this?
Shit together, Emilio.
Yeah, that would be FigSack, and I agree with him 100%. Get your shit together.
Well, the first question was a thread started by somebody on our Steam group. Let me pull that up.
So if you are interested in contributing or asking us questions or whatever, we highly recommend you go to our Steam group, DL Gaming. Find us on Steam. Join our Steam group. Ask a question. We've got a listener question thread. That
if you get a good one out there, then you might, you know, your name might be heard amongst ones and ones of listeners.
It may be dozens. Dozens.
Wow.
Yep. This was from Captain Gummy.
Oh, nice.
So he asks, what is... I'll read the full thing here.
Wow. You're killing me.
I feel like it deserves that. I want to know everyone's favorite indie game. You only get to choose one game. Been watching Indie Game the Movie / Life After on Netflix. I recently noticed that. Indie Game the Movie has been out for years. Everyone's seen it. But on Netflix, there's kind of like a part two of that. The ratings are not that high, but I'm definitely going to check that out. I have not seen it yet.
Okay. I actually haven't seen Indie Game the Movie either.
Oh, that's a great documentary.
You know what's interesting about that documentary is I bet it keeps the sales up for those particular games.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, this was a good doc. Oh, let me go play Super Meat Boy. And were there a couple of the others, Bobby?
Braid was in there. Fez and one more that I can't.
All of those.
Or maybe it was just those
tremendous
three.
Indie titles.
Yeah.
So let's go around the table. Let's start with Chi.
All right. I actually saw that post and responded to it. I have a lot of great indie games in mind, but there's one that just sticks out that I could recommend to anyone. It's called Octodad. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, we covered it extensively.
They did multiplayer Octodad.
Oh, no way.
Did you play a multiplayer or did you play single player?
Single player, and I played it through.
You and Max should play. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, so I've never played multiplayer, but I picked it because it's a unique storyline, great graphics, great laughs. I've never laughed so hard. I pissed great more comedy. Than Emilio during this episode.
That's not then. Possible. He's literally peeing right now.
But no, it's a great game, and it's so sweet, and you can it's humorous, but you can create your own humor playing the game, which
sure.
is why I love it. So in Octodad, you control his tentacles, and it's an octopus in a suit. Basically
pretending to be a human.
Pretending
but
be
nobody human. Calls out that
yeah,
he looks
pretending
like
to be a
octopus.
Human, a husband and a dad at yeah. that. And of course the Asian girl goes, "Oh, I like that tentacle game."
Yeah. Yeah.
No, she is no. into tentacle porn.
I'm into tentacle games.
Oh,
tentacle right. games. All right. Bobby, you want to go that way?
Yeah, we can go around this way. Great part of Octodad also is the theme song. I'm not going to sing it for you, though.
Can you play it on the...
No, you can look it up. But the lyrics are, "Octodad, nobody suspects a thing."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what he
that.
Sounds like.
Octodad noise. Yeah.
I chose Stardew Valley just because I played so much of that. And I'm always impressed by games like that that are developed by one person all by themselves.
Super impressive.
Yeah, like, that's way impressive.
That's... I mean, not only is that impressive, but that means that this is that dude's vision realized
singular
completely.
Focus, yeah.
Like, nobody else, like, came in and said, "Oh, no, you should do this way." I'm sure he took some advice from players along the way, but it's always interesting to see somebody who just decides to make something on their own and do it their own way, be it good or bad. You know,
and that kind of passion for turnips is just impeccable.
Yeah, it is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Turnips.
It's no mystery here. Everybody knows it's going to be Binding of Isaac.
Is that considered an indie?
Yeah, it's made by the first one was made by one guy, and now it's up to like four guys.
No, it's two.
See,
right?
Like, and Figzak was mentioning this on the thread. Like, it gets very nebulous when we're trying to define what's indie and what isn't. I mean, Binding of Isaac. Yeah, I think that is because that was made by one guy. But do we really consider that an indie? Do we kind of throw it in with the rest of the indie games? Was it ever early access? Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like an indie game to me, but it meets all the criteria.
Yeah, I mean, just because if it's massive success doesn't mean that it's. You got to dial it. Now it's AAA, or now it's a huge. It's the man. It started off as one guy's vision, and just like you said, it just happened to have great success. Maybe one of the best out of just indie culture. Yeah. So everybody, I don't know. I've talked to a lot of our listeners that tried it and got back to me about what they thought about it. And overwhelmingly, it's like, this game is super fucking hard. And I can't, I don't know what you see in it. And if you just keep playing, it gets a little easier, and then it gets harder. And now how much easier it got disappears. And it's a back and forth. It gets a little easier, then it gets harder, then it gets easier, then it gets harder, over and over. And that's why I keep playing.
Did anyone else get that?
No, not at all. It all depends on your individual runs. You could have an amazing run and you could have a shitty run.
Nope.
But you got to keep rolling the dice to see it come up double six.
There's always a barrier to entry on hard games, though.
Yeah.
Like, it is totally addictive, but it also will shy people away at first. The first time I played Binding of Isaac, I was like, okay, I kind of get it, but I don't feel like going through all this work. And then when you guys really got into it, I was like, I'll give it another shot. And I really enjoyed it after that point.
The way I'm saying it is, it's like the first time you play it, beating Mom seems like almost impossible. Mom is like the first boss.
Mom was really hard. In fact, I had one of my biggest flip outs in a video game and on my stream. I highlighted when I beat Mom.
Yeah.
I was like flipping my chair. I was like, you know, like crotch humping my controller. I don't know what I was doing, but I was like, I fucking beat Mom. Yeah. Like a cry.
And now Mom is not even, it's the beginning of the quest.
Don't take that away
from
me.
So it was very hard. Then that got easy. Beating Mom got easy. I can beat Mom every single game now.
Not with the guy that only takes one hit.
Not yet.
That's yeah.
True. Wait. Beating mom or beating before mom catches you? What game is that?
Yeah. Well, Chad was talking about a game where you. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it. It was a game where you were jerking off, but your mom would kept coming in. What was this game?
I wasn't even paying attention when you guys were talking about this before. I thought you already knew the title. It's
no.
What's Under Your Blanket?
Yeah, What's Under Your Blanket?
No way. Yeah. That's the title.
Anyways, I don't actually have a game. If I had to say a game, I would say Darkest Dungeon, but I don't consider, I guess.
No,
would that
it
be
isn't. It? I would say, yeah. Would
I think if enough developers have mustaches, it's indie. Like,
okay.
I think we can qualify.
Then I'm going with
way.
Darkest Dungeon, and I win because that was our game of the year 1 year. So yeah. I've selected the right one.
Yeah. This year's coming to a close, and I have no idea like what I would even consider.
What about that game where you.
Early on, we had a bunch of game
what about
of the
game
years.
As you progress, the graphics get better, and the
that was a good one too. Evoland 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that
Who
game.
Knows? I don't know if that's a
I might have
game.
To go back and play that again because that was an awesome game. Cool.
Right,
there was another listener question, right?
Yep. All right, I'll read it. And this one is from Clown Lotion, who has recently started playing HOTS.
Congratulations.
There goes
your
freaking
life.
I recently saw Clown Lotion playing Shower with Your Dad. And just seeing.
Maybe he doesn't want people to.
I've played that game, Clown Lotion. So.
Seeing the names Clown Lotion right next to Shower with Your Dad, something special.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Fingered, though. Have you ever played Fingered?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We talked about Fingered.
Yeah,
well,
we
I played
Fingered.
You guys didn't. That's by the same guy who did Super Meat Boy, Edward something or other. Yeah. That's a fun game.
All right, so what's Clown Lotion ask us?
He asks, if you had to pick another member of the podcast to have a man crush on, who would it be and why? Extra credit for comparing your choice to the qualities of a video game character. Sorry, Chi, you're not eligible for this. Bummer.
All right, who wants to start us off?
I don't know if I fully understand the question.
Basically.
He doesn't know what admiration is.
I've said this before we started the podcast, but listeners have a lot of vaguely homoerotic questions they shoot our way. And I'm all for it. You guys keep bringing it. I don't have a complaint about it. It's just interesting.
Don't forget the extra credit, because this actually appeals to me too, Clown Lotion. I'm glad you asked this.
I would say that my man crush is on Bobby, because he has all of his mental capacities running at full speed. He doesn't drink or do drugs anymore. I've ruined my brain without them. So, like I said, I'd rather be chopping wood in the forest. With job's done. Like, that's me. Bobby, as far as like his where he would be as a video game character, he would be the RTS player, the master man that's running, telling everybody where to go and what to do.
He knows how to micromanage you just right.
Yeah, just right. He tickles me in all the right places.
Wow.
All right. Well, I mean, I'd have to say Bobby, too. You know, he's...
Wait.
That's
no,
weird.
I don't think...
Because I was going to say
that's
Bobby.
An option, Bobby. I mean...
I'm surprised your walls aren't covered with mirrors.
Yeah.
Goddamn, Bobby.
He's got a mirror above his bed, but it's just
unacceptable
him.
Answer, Bobby.
yeah. No, I think that one...
So you got to compare yourself to a video game character, then. There you go.
You're going to let him slide with that?
If
he's going to have to
go
say
go
one.
To,
no. No. He has to say either Emilio or Jazz.
No, I'm going to go with myself. I'm going to say Gordon Freeman.
Another member.
You're going to compare yourself
I would
to
like to pick another
Gordon,
member of the
Gordon
podcast.
Freeman.
Another.
Let's not get into semantics here.
Gordon. Right. Gordon.
Gordon Freeman.
Gordon Friedman.
You know, doesn't talk a lot, but, you know, he seems to know the score. He knows what's going on.
Okay.
He knows what's up.
Actually,
he gets
I see
it.
That. I see that.
All right.
I'm going with Bobby as well.
All right.
What the hell?
For a guy that everybody's picking for a man crush.
Chad, wait. Let me finish that for Chad. I'm going with Bobby as well because Emilio didn't pick me, so fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds correct.
Anyways,
I've never
Emilio.
Seen Bobby look redder right now than after them picking himself.
Well, you know, I mean, it's probably the safer choice for you guys because you live together and you drink a lot. So, I mean, if you picked each other, then, you know. So
our girlfriends already think we're gay.
Something might have
When was the last time I showed you my dick? 2 days ago, right?
Probably 30 minutes before we showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been like 30. This
longest it's ever been.
About 32 hours.
Yeah.
Since he saw my dick.
Yeah.
I said, dude. These flea bites, or these, not flea bites, but mosquito bites are really hurting, but I rubbed this lotion, look. And he turned around, and he goes, oh, God damn it. I had no pants on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But continue on, Chad. Why Bobby? And
No. The video game character, I always want to say Nathan Drake.
I don't know who. Oh, that's Uncharted.
Yeah, okay. But that's Uncharted. So, like, I don't have a PC.
He's a Tomb Raider. He can get something out of.
What does Nathan Drake do? He like swings from cliffs and stuff, right?
Yeah,
he's like Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. That's not me.
He's kind of like. He's kind of got the same look going on as
Tomb Raider with a dick. Come on,
Tomb Raider with a dick. Less boobs though, so that's a downside. But he's got a dick.
A little more downstairs, a little less upstairs.
So clown lotion. You can sleep with a picture of Bobby under your pillow tonight.
Right.
The full-length body pillows before. Of Bobby will be coming out shortly. So if you want to hug that all night,
Clown Lotion, let us know. You have to answer your own question at this point.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Answer your own question.
I'd be more interested. I think the crowd favorite is Emilio if we talk to all our listeners.
It's true. Everybody wants to talk to Emilio on our listener spotlight, P.S. Yeah. If you are interested in being on
I think that's because they don't feel intimidated
spotlight.
By him. You know, he's like
an everyman.
He's a man's man.
He's an everyman.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby. I think that was an insult. But
that wasn't a compliment. All right.
It doesn't matter. I'm taking my cell phone tonight.
What else is going on?
I think I like it better when we don't have a listener question. Yeah. no, we do appreciate those.
Yeah,
time
thank
right,
you.
Bobby.
And you, a lot. No, an hour 15. We're doing
okay,
all right.
Cool.
Well, if you didn't pee 14 times, maybe we'd be a little quicker. All right, let's go into the news. So season 2 opened up of Overwatch starting on the 1st. None of us have played yet. The new map's out.
That's the only part of this I care about is a new map.
Well, how about the balancing stuff? So, you know, the old season, the old competitive went from 1 to 100 and everybody was in the 40 to 60 range about.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've changed it. It's 1 to 5,000. But they've also changed it to the bronze, silver, gold, diamond, platinum, master, grandmaster.
Which shows their whole, why Blizzard does so well. Each one of their games are learning off each other and leeching off each other.
Well, they should have done that from the start. Yeah. I don't know why they tried to do a 1 to 100. Yeah, somebody got fired over that.
It took a year and a half for HOTS to finally get that, but Overwatch gets it like in a month.
So the 1 to 5,000 thing. That's going to move more than it used to, right? Every win, loss is going to change that point value.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you can never. So that will equate to silver, bronze, gold. But you can never go down. So if you hit gold, you will always stay at gold. Even if you hit gold and then lose 10 times in a row, you'll still be at
gold.
What
did I just say? You always feel like you're winning with Blizzard, and you never feel like you're losing.
Yeah.
That's what it's just all adhering to the whole.
I'm wondering though,
partition, the gamers
participation trophy.
I think that's what you're trying.
Like here
to
you
say.
Go, you showed up, so here's a trophy.
But here's what I'm wondering: I could get Bobby to play on my game for a day or two, get me to gold, and then I could just happily play my shitty abilities, which should be at bronze. But because Bobby got me to gold in 2 days,
are you gonna
but what are you
for
doing
that,
for Bobby
least?
For getting you for gold?
What I'm saying is, if you can't,
I ain't saying he's a gold digger.
Oh my god!
But he ain't fucking with no bronze
people.
I found a website that will level up your HOTS account, and I just to see what it would cost. I had said, okay, I'm bronze and I want to get leveled to grandmaster. Guess how much they would charge for that?
Over a grand.
Over $4,000. Yeah, from bronze to grandmaster.
So did you do it?
No, I'm already diamond, man. I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
My little brother actually said he wants to make top 500 for Overwatch competitive. And he actually really is.
Is that their grandmaster?
My little brother actually got recently on Final Fantasy. I'm not sure what it is. But he got this announcement that said he is number one in some type of PvP, I don't know, Final Fantasy. I've never played it. If you guys know, he
Time
got
to show
number
you a
one
check,
in his...
Then I'll be impressed.
Yeah.
He's really good at video games. I mean, you got to understand, he's 7 years younger than me. And his two older siblings, myself and my big brother, huge gamers. As soon as he was old enough to like even hold a mouse, we got him huge in a video game, addicted virtually. It's our fault. And so at 7 years old...
So it's your fault he never gets laid, is what you're saying.
At 7 years old, no, he's. I'm pretty sure he likes boys, so he's probably like...
Oh, good
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, no, I'm just
still isn't getting laid. Actually, still isn't getting
anyways,
laid.
Anyways, so at 7 years old, he was playing Counter-Strike with me and keeping up with, you know, somebody, you know, in their teens. So I think he has a good shot, and I'll keep you guys posted on how well he's doing.
All right, awesome. Fair enough. So he's trying to get the Grandmaster?
Basically, is that, or gold?
What's the highest? Grandmaster is top...
I don't know. See, in StarCraft, Grandmaster is top 200. In HOTS, it was top 500, but they're changing it to top 200. I assume Overwatch is top 500 or top 200 okay. Grandmaster. I don't know.
That's basically, you could play the game for competitively. Mm-hmm. If you hit Grandmaster, that's competitive.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
Well, close to it, yeah. Yeah. I am excited about the map, too, because it is supposed to be in Germany, Reinhardt's castle or something, right?
Eichenwald or something like that. I saw some people playing it. Looks cool. It's a lot of walls, and as Farah, you can just be hopping these walls. It seems very Farah-friendly, which is surprising because Farah's also already a very competitive player and played competitively. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that they did a map that's so Farah-friendly.
I think it was David is winning said mobility is king, and she has the greatest mobility,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Right? She's always the playmaker.
I mean, Tracer also.
I actually like Farah as DPS. If I feel like our team isn't getting like any momentum offensively, I will change to Farah. And if I play Farah well, there's definitely a change.
For sure.
Like on the bench.
She comes from Mangles. Nobody else does.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I don't know what that means.
Not
sorry.
That you would know,
sorry.
Emilio. Ask Bobby.
Sorry.
Ask Bobby in my dreams.
Yeah.
All right, we got a little bit of time, so I'm going to play a new game. It's called Would You Rather.
Do we have time? Oh.
No, I think we do. All right, Chad, you ready?
I hate when game? You just pull these out of your ass.
Chad, you ready?
All right, would you rather
lose your sex organs forever or gain 200 pounds for the rest of your life?
Wait. This has to be video game related.
No,
I'm not answering this unless it's somehow video game.
No, go ahead.
It's got to be gain 200 pounds.
Really?
What's the downside of gaining 200
pounds? Well, you're not going to get to use your sex organs if you have 200 more
I could
pounds.
Use them myself.
You can barely hold
it doesn't matter the weight.
You can barely hold your shit together today.
That's true. It's still 200.
So you definitely say...
200 pounds.
200 pounds. Okay, cool. They're putting you at 4:15.
Why aren't we waiting until the end for
this? Is the end?
No, we got one more. We got one more thing.
Oh,
and I will finish in 30 seconds. British Telecom is suing Valve, and British Telecom is a huge company, and they're suing Valve for some patent infringement stuff. But this could potentially have serious consequences for video gamers. Just because Valve and Steam is the way we get games now. And so I just wanted to bring this up as something to
What are the grounds for this?
There's four different things that they're suing them about.
Oh.
But basically they're suing them because they're saying Steam...
Copied them?
The very concept of Steam is our patent, and you can't do this.
So the Steam sounds library, like Steam chat... Steam messaging and Steam broadcasting.
Oh, fuck off, British telecommunications.
Yeah. Hey, Puppy Parade, go tell these guys, your blokes, tell your fellow blokes and mates to fuck off. They're a bunch of cunts.
Anyways, that was it. This will probably be 15 years before anything happens from it. Are we laughing
so
at
you? So by then we'll be all too old for video games, so it doesn't even matter. Gaiman's probably in his grade. Yeah. Grave. I hope not.
And
you didn't put the thing on about the VR headsets, huh? Either.
Two VR headsets are coming out.
Yes.
Oh.
But they're all inclusive, so you don't have to buy a PC.
One's Qualcomm and one's Intel.
One's coming out from Qualcomm and one's coming out from Intel. And you just put it on, plug and play, no PC needed. It's all in the headset.
That doesn't infringe any patents?
I guess not.
Think so. Well, we'll
I guess
see.
Not. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll
Everybody
see.
Gets sued
we'll
these
see
days.
When. Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. All right. Right. Now we're at the end. So go ahead and ask a question.
Archie,
it's 200 pounds.
Oh wait, I have my own too.
Would you rather have sex with your cousin in secret?
Ew.
Your cousin in secret.
I'm going with
or
that.
Or not have sex with your cousin, but everybody would believe that you did.
Not have sex with my cousin, because fuck what everybody else believes. I'm not fucking my cousin. I would barely even touch another Asian guy.
Wow.
Because of that reason. That's actually, you know...
Well, they're all your cousins.
Let's elaborate. Shut up. Yeah. You know, in natural selection,
yeah.
Like, we are programmed to want to diversify our genetic pool.
Yeah.
And it's very important that you don't, you
Which
don't...
Which is why Max
potentially,
is white and you're black.
Yes, exactly. And so I would do my very best to avoid any incestual, is that even a word?
Yeah.
Incestual, like, yes.
It's very disturbing to ever think that. That's a horrible question.
All right.
Move on.
What's up?
Bobby, would you rather have the size of a tennis ball, a head the size of a tennis ball, or the head the size of a watermelon?
Tennis ball and watermelon. I'm gonna go.
This is a horrible. Never do this again.
I mean,
you're gonna lose either way. Tennis ball.
Yeah, let's go tennis
yeah.
ball. I'll be like that guy from Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Can I hear the logic? Why one over the other?
You can find hats that fit that one. Kid size, right?
Easier on your mirth. Easier for your mom on childbirth, for sure.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
And what's your question?
I haven't read this before, so would you rather have the... Oh, sorry, wrong one.
What?
Are these randomized?
Would you rather have the best house in a shitty neighborhood or the worst house in a fancy neighborhood?
No, that's not your actual one. Let me give you one. Would you rather... Have your parents watch you have sex or Ew. Watch your parents have sex?
Ew, God.
Go.
I would rather have sex in front of my parents so they can see the thoroughbred that they create.
Yeah, okay.
At work.
Every dick.
On that note, close us out.
All right. Now, saying goodbye for Bobby, Chad, Chi, Maximum Overdrive over there, and myself, Emilio.
Give us a good one.
It's the motherfucking titty.